The next case we discussed was a woman in her late 60s with stage 3 high-grade serous ovarian cancer. The patient was found to have a BRCA1Q780 mutation of unknown significance, and the question was whether this patient would be sensitive to a PARP inhibitor, i.e. maintenance olaparib, in the first-line setting.
No.
That's a pretty simple answer.
Yeah, there you go.
I would encourage her to go on clinical trial. We fortunately are in a position right now where we have 5 open frontline studies, all of which have a PARP inhibitor involved. And so, I mean, that's how we're going to learn whether or not this benefits patients. But, you know, that's how, to your other question, Neil, about the other mutations, because patients went on Ariel 2 and Ariel 3, we actually have enough data to talk about RAD51C, mm-hmm. both mutations and methylations, so that I will fight for a patient off study if I need to, because I've got data now, because she went on a study. If we're just treating these patients willy-nilly off of clinical trials, no one learns anything and this field doesn't move forward. So I would not do that.
Of course, as Jonathan said, hopefully, I mean, certainly the hazard rate for the recurrent setting for BRCA germline and the solo one setting was literally identical. So hopefully if we see the same thing with, you know, BRCA wild type, we'll see benefit and all these questions are going to go away.